Wednesday night, or L'chavav Tammuz. So we avoid saying Shechiyanu the 3 weeks, as we explained. In the Dvar Mitzvah, if someone's making a bris, where the minig is to say Shechiyanu, obviously, or a Pidyon HaBen, where Shechiyanu was said, so then it's mutter. The question is, a bar mitzvah boy putting on tefillin, so there's, I think the general minig is not to say Shechiyanu for the mitzvah, but to say Shechiyanu on the tefillin, because it's kevim chadoshim, so that's an issue. There are matirim, because it's a dvar mitzvah. There are those that say he shouldn't say Shechiyanu, that's all. We do find in the Mishnah Brura an Isha Mu'uberes who has to eat a fruit or else it's dangerous, and it's a new fruit, so she should eat it without Shechiyanu. She should eat it, not make Shechiyanu for 3 weeks. A chole, someone who needs it, should also eat it and not make Shechiyanu. There's Grada Akasha from the Ramah that says if someone has a fruit that's new and it won't be benimtzei after the 3 weeks, so he should eat it and make Shechiyanu. So why are these other cases different? So the Achronim discuss it. Now there's a stira between, what's the difference between the Ramah's case where he says if you come across a fruit and it won't be available afterwards, you do make Shechiyanu, and then these two circumstances I described where it says don't make Shechiyanu. You eat the fruit and don't make Shechiyanu. But al koponim l'gabi the bar mitzvah boy, also it's said he shouldn't make Shechiyanu, even if he normally makes Shechiyanu on either the mitzvah or on the new tefillin. Now the 9 days is a bigger problem, like by my son, because monof shachid. So even if we'll go, let's say you don't make Shechiyanu on the mitzvah, because anyway we don't make Shechiyanu on the mitzvah. We don't. I think most people don't. Most people actually don't know what to do. Yeah. But the eitz is always to do it on the kelim chadashim. So even if you say, so he doesn't make Shechiyanu, like the cases of the mu'uberes or the chole, but the question is b'chlal, forgetting about Shechiyanu, the 9 days, you're not supposed to have anything new. So this month, my son is wearing my father, Olav HaShalom's tefillin. But then he was going to put it on. But then the 9 days, the question is, should he put it on and have that, the 9 days? So really it's mutter me'ikar adin. Again, we're not talking about the Shechiyanu. We're talking about the Kelim Chadoshim. So it's a Tvar Mitzvah. It probably is mutter. But maybe we'll just wait till after Tisha B'Av. And he'll continue. So he won't put on his own tefillin when he gets Bar Mitzvah. Maybe he'll be Mesabel on the Beis HaMikdash. Who knows? That would be wonderful. Okay, we'll see. We'll decide. We can decide who's getting master and who's getting lazy. I'll decide the last minute. That's all. There's no rush. Okay, Chavis Halvav Shara Precious. He talked about two categories of people who are Prushim for spiritual reasons. One group of Mamish Hermits for good, sincere, Erlicha reasons. They go and they live like hermits in the mountains and caves. They eat berries. They have no connection at all. Well, I mean, the least connection possible to normal life. They don't have friends. They don't have nothing. Everything. They're communing with the Eibishter. He doesn't condemn them, but he says it's very far from what the Torah prescribes for people's lives. The second group, he said, are not living in caves. They're living normal lives. Apparently, but they're very extreme. They have very little to do with anyone else, and they just do a beer minimum, and they talk very little, and they eat very little, and they drink very little, and they have very minimum things, minimum possessions, and they're just not hermits. They didn't run away from the civilization, but that's about it. Then he says there's a third group. That's what we're up to. The third group, Akata Shlishis, are Anoshim, regular normal people. Regular normal people. You don't see anything extreme. in their actions. Anoshim shehochu begvul hatachton, the lowest level of precious, he's going to end up saying that this is what the Torah considers the best way to act, maybe for the Hamoin. I mean, again, the Chavis Lubavitch does not condemn the extreme people. He doesn't condemn them at all. But here he's going to end up saying here, this is what the Torah wants you to do. So he probably means regular people. Or you say, you know, how, if you don't, you know, if you're not inspired, if that's the right word, to live like the others, then this is the way you should live. So this is, he calls it the Gvul HaTachton Shel HaPrishus, but he makes a very interesting description of it, and we'll see tomorrow night, we'll elaborate on it. He says the Prishus is in their lave, not in their actions. That's what he says. They have their seemingly normal, regular lives, regular, normal actions, but their hearts and minds are somewhere else. They're thinking about Hashem, they're thinking about mitzvahs, they're thinking about, they don't care for what they're doing. They do it because that's a normal way to live. They're not prushim b'ma'aseihem, he says, but they are prushim b'machshavoseihem. And this is, of course, if you think about it, you'll realize this is the most difficult way to be. And he says this is the way you're supposed to be, meaning that this is the way a person is supposed to be. But this is obviously the most difficult to, because it's much easier to be a hermit and to live in a cave than to lead a normal life, but to machshava, to be a parush, and not to care about the physical things you're engaged in, and to be thinking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be thinking about mitzvahs, to be thinking about how you can grow spiritually. You're sitting by a table and everybody's talking and joking around, and you're seemingly part of that group, but your mind is totally somewhere else. That's what the Chazal Moses describes how a person is supposed to be. His bodedus betoch hamon. And this is obviously the most difficult, but this is where it's at. This is what a person is supposed to try to do.